bread and fish, and wine. After days of journeying, falling hard on some days of sitting, Thomas's left foot had a bounty of 3 blisters. His right foot boasted of 2 yellowed flattened lumps. Peter laughed when Thomas would sit upon a rock by the side of the road to examine his right foot. Peter sat too upon the rock and said, "Why do you tarry? We should go to our Lord that he might heal our wounds." Having been some days upon the road together, going into the villages 2 by 2, driving out evil spirits, Thomas only gave Peter the figs and laughed at his own feet. They walked then the rest of the way together, past many mile markers to the shores of Galilee. There they found the others and their Lord. There they also found a vast crowd from all the villages gathered around. There was such a roar of voices that it was difficult for them to hear one another. Peter leaned to Thomas and said, "Perhaps we should have gathered in Nazareth." James heard Peter's words and said only that they had spent no great time there with their sisters, or they would have understood the attitudes of the Nazarenes. Simon agreed with this thought and told a tale of being dragged about as a doll by their older sister. Meanwhile, Judas, ever full of the desire to be where people were not, and mindful of the fate of John the Baptist, had secured the use of a boat. The question being then of who would do what upon the boat, and where they should go. Peter and Andrew discussed the matter in the manner of brothers, the sons of thunder, too. Philip said to them they should go to Bethesda, where his mother lived. In response, Matthew said that they should do no such thing, but rather avoid the hometowns of any. Jesus then commented that if they could not settle among themselves, he would walk on to the sea and in solitude fish without them. Thomas was foolish then with his tongue, which sometimes ran before his thoughts, as he said, "Your robes will become quite wet by such a day of fishing." This made Peter to laugh, and Judas to exclaim upon the noise of the crowds. Jesus sighed then, and borrowed a fishing rod from a boy from Azus. He set out walking upon the water of the Sea of Galilee, with a fishing rod over his shoulder. The crowd exclaimed much. James rolled his eyes at the acts of their Lord, and made to exclaim, "He did that when we were children, and the chores were not to his liking." Simon spoke then in agreement. Their Lord's exit made to settle them the dispute, as he grew smaller upon the waves. They set out on the boat and followed after him, far away from the crowds who gathered upon the shore in great numbers. Jesus stopped upon the waters and sat down upon the waves. He cast his line, which sank into the sea, and chatted with them that rested upon the boat. Thaddeus leaned off the side of the boat and gave the fish his lunch, while Bartholomew spoke in sympathy. They talked then of the villages that they had visited and the evil spirits that they had cast out of pigs and donkeys and men. Matthew told them of the story of the man who claimed that his camel was possessed. However, upon arriving in his village, it seemed that the man was desirous of freely giving advice upon the paying of his taxes. In this time, Jesus sat cross-legged upon the water, which calmed his sitting until it was like a lake without a ripple, much to Thaddeus's joy. Jesus cast his line into the water and recast until he caught 2 fine fish, and one which he threw back for being too small. Not wishing to walk to Bethsaida, where Philip assured them that all that his mother would do well by them, Jesus climbed into the boat. They sailed then to Bethsaida, which boasted a road with houses on both sides. Matthew pointed to the road and said, "These then are the results of your taxation?" Whereupon Philip would have denied them his entry into his mother's house. With some soothing words by their Lord, they walked down then to the road to the home of Philip's mother, which rested some way from the others. She greeted them with smiles and a sharp word for Philip that he had not sent word ahead, and she with her washing on the line. She set to making 5 loaves of dark bread. She cooked also the fish with salt in honor of the day. In that time the crowd gathered to them. They milled in the roads and upon the grassy ways into the desert beyond. They numbered into the thousands, bleating the name of Jesus. Their Lord remarked that they were like sheep without a shepherd. He stood on a rock and spoke to them for some time until the sun grew low in the sky. Philip looked with some worry at the house of his mother, surrounded by the crowds. "This is a remote place," he said, "and it is already very late. Send the people away so they can go to the surrounding countryside and villages and buy themselves something to eat." Jesus smiled and in his way said, "You get Matthew looked upon the crowd that surrounded them, even up to the hills. He ticked at their numbers with his fingers, and after some thought, he said, "That would take 8 months of a man's wages. Which I should note that we are no longer earning. How are we to go and spend that much on bread and give it to them to eat?" James rolled his eyes and went with Simon to get the fish and the bread. They requested of Philip's mother some baskets. She only had those fit for moving rocks, but they took them and beat the dirt from them. Jesus took the bread and fish. He broke them many times. Yet each time, there was more fish and more bread. Until 12 baskets were filled with food, only slightly marred by gravel. The people ate of the bread and the fishes, until all were full and the night came. Philip's mother marveled then that Philip and his friends were welcome to return, but with some warning next time. James said to Thomas that he preferred Jesus' trick at the wedding, which he then repeated, and they sat down on the hillside and talked until dawn.